The question for today is paradise where we go when we die? Does our soul or spirit go to paradise? The word paradise is mentioned in the Bible only three times, Luke 23 verse 43, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 4, and Revelation 2 verse 7. Paradise is translated from the Greek word paradisos. This is a word of Persian origin and means a garden, particularly a garden of pleasure, filled with trees, shrubs, fountains, and flowers. In hot climates, such gardens were pleasant, and hence they were attached to the mansions of the rich and the palaces of princes. The word came thus to denote any place of happiness, and was used particularly to denote the abodes of the blessed in the kingdom of God. Jesus used this word to the thief on the cross in Luke 23 verse 43 as a type of the kingdom of God, where the earth will be like a beautiful garden, plush, green, and at peace. Compare Isaiah 11 verse 6 to 9 and 65 verse 25. When God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, man became a living being. But man also was given a spirit that made him far superior to the animal world. The human mind, coupled with the human spirit, gives man intelligence far above the animal kingdom. When a human is converted and is given the Holy Spirit from God, that spirit combines with the human spirit to begin the formation of a new spiritual creature. Then, when a person dies, his spirit returns to God until the resurrection. In analogy, the human spirit may be compared to a master recording device that records all of a man's characteristics, intelligence, and experiences. If God so chooses, he can rebuild that man, either from new physical material or from spirit, depending on which resurrection he may be in, from all the information contained in the human spirit. Scripture clearly speaks of two types of spirit a man can have: the spirit of man, which is in him, and the spirit of God, which is given to him during the conversion process. Some scriptural references in this regard can be found in Genesis 2 verse 7, Job 32 verse 8, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 21 and 12 verse 7, Daniel 45 verse 28 to 37, Zechariah 12 verse 1, Romans 8 verse 16, and 1 Corinthians 2 verse 11 to 15. Your Bible says, "No man has ascended up to heaven but he, Christ, that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven." John 3 verse 13. Revelation 5 verse 10 says, "And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." Yes, Jesus is coming a second time to this earth and will set up his kingdom on earth. The kingdom of God is the family of God ruling as the government of God, Ephesians 3 verse 14 to 15. It is a future world ruling government to be set up on earth by Christ at his return, with Jesus as king and the resurrected spirit-composed saints in positions of co-rulership with him. The kingdom of God, sometimes referred to as a mystery in the New Testament because so few really understand it, was first preached and explained by Christ, then by his church. It will be established on earth for 1,000 years following Christ's return, and shall be completely fulfilled when New Jerusalem and God the Father come down out of heaven to dwell on the new earth.